Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Fan Text Line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Dickerson, Bostic, Callis here with you on the Fan Morning Show. Social media's Biggest Loser brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Visit them at awaken180weightloss.com. I couldn't find one, but all week, and if I can't find one moving forward, it'll always be Mark Abali's fathead at College Game Day outside Acrisure Stadium. That means he is the social media's Biggest Loser. That fathead was pretty funny. Did you see that, Pat?
I did.
Yeah, Mark Abali.
You know, Kabali is a national treasure, man.
He is. He is. Good for him.
He's a legend.
Yeah. I didn't have one.
You didn't have a fathead?
No, I didn't. I didn't have a social media's Biggest Loser, so I'll just make it Kabali.
Yeah, I think it's a safe bet. Yeah. I love Mark.
Yeah, me too. He's a great guy. Are you ready? Quiz Callis. Are you ready, Callis?
Okay. What does Crowley do when that comes up? Ow!
Ow!
Crowley does make a lot of noises.
Oh, yeah. My gosh.
He does.
He has a horn, too. He has his own didgeridoo in his nose.
Didgeridoo.
What is it?
Didgeridoo. It's a real instrument.
No, it's not. You just made that up. You made that.
Hey, you want to come over to my van and see my didgeridoo?
Yeah. It is long in the
what are you saying,
okay,
sir?
Can I bring it in tomorrow?
No. Well, okay. Sure, yeah. Annoy Crowley. It won't annoy me because I know it's coming. Just bring it in for sure.
Okay, good.
Are you ready?
Sure.
This is going to be a little bit difficult, I believe.
Oh, boy.
Okay, did they play? We always play the did they play game through football season because of the opponents. After football season, we may change it up a little bit. But did they play for Georgia Tech, the Chicago Bears, or the Pittsburgh Steelers? Steelers travel on the road to Chicago, and the Pitt Panthers travel on the road to Georgia Tech. Now, none of
there's no Pitt Panthers.
Pitt Panthers are excluded from this quiz, Callis.
Wow.
So did they play for Georgia Tech?
Wow.
Did they play for the Chicago Bears, or did they play for the Pittsburgh Steelers?
Okay, I'm excited. Excited. Let's
All right.
go.
Are you ready?
Sure.
Number one, Demaryius Thomas.
Chicago Bears.
That is incorrect.
What? No way.
Demaryius Thomas played for Georgia Tech, RIP.
God rest his soul, yep.
He was a great, great guy. I've been around him a bunch of times and very, very sad. Demaryius Thomas did pass away a few years ago, RIP, but he did play for Georgia Tech. So incorrect. Number two, Brian Urlacher.
Oh, man.
Chicago Bears.
Hey.
He pulled that out of his diddly do, didn't he?
Yeah. Didgeridoo.
Man.
Diddly-doo.
Pulled out of a diddly-doo.
Man, okay. You got that, but you weren't confident about that one.
No.
All right. You got that one. Number three, Greg Olsen.
Sounds like an NFL name to me.
Ooh.
Steelers.
That is incorrect.
Come on, man.
Greg Olsen. Play for the Chicago Bears. Greg Olsen is one of the best color analysts in the NFL right now. He played tight end.
That's where I've heard that name.
For a bunch of years.
He was an NFL guy.
That was incorrect. All right, number four, Calvin Johnson.
Mm.
I don't think Calvin Johnson ever played for the Bears, and he never played for the Steelers, so I'm going to say Georgia Tech.
That is correct. Calvin Johnson went to Georgia Tech.
You well got done, that correct.
Son. Good job.
Well done.
Good job. All right, number five, Carnell Lake.
Oh, man, come on. Come on, Carlos.
What's that first name again?
Carnell.
Carnell.
Lake.
Lake. Wasn't he the guy that... No, that was a different guy. Somebody fought a Steeler or fought somebody with the Bears before a couple seasons ago, and it was funny, but I don't think it was that guy. Georgia Tech.
Nope. No. Incorrect. Carnell Lake played defensive back for the Pittsburgh Steelers. He also was a coach for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Wow.
Yep. Number six, Kendrell Bell.
Ooh.
Chicago Bears.
That is incorrect.
Crap.
Kendrell Bell played for the Pittsburgh Steelers. He did go to college at Georgia, not Georgia Tech.
The Bulldogs. Look at me.
The Bulldogs.
Oh, wow.
Number seven, Jimbo Covert.
Chicago Bears.
That is correct.
Oh, let's go.
Where did Jimbo Covert go to college?
I don't care.
Oh, he went to Pitt.
He went to Pitt.
Okay, if he would have said Georgia Tech.
Oh, my goodness.
That would have been...
Oh, my goodness.
So bad.
You got that correct. Good job, Callis. Number eight, Jahmyr Gibbs.
Oh, Jahmyr, I don't think he played for the Bears. I don't think he played for the Steelers, so I'm going to say Georgia Tech.
That is correct.
Yay!
He did play for Georgia Tech and Alabama.
He's utilizing process of elimination.
He is. He's doing a good job. Good job. Number nine, Jay Cutler.
Chicago Bears.
That is correct. Jay Cutler played quarterback for the Chicago Bears.
Bang.
Look at you. Look at you, Callis. Number 10, Dermoni Dawson.
Come on.
Steelers.
That is correct. He played center for the Pittsburgh Steelers. He is a Pro Football Hall of Famer.
Come on, man.
Number 11, Mel Blunt.
Steelers.
That is correct. Mel Blunt played for the Pittsburgh Steelers. All right. Last but not least, number 12, Jonathan Dwyer.
Is this one of those trick questions?
Maybe,
where he played for
maybe,
the Bears,
maybe
the
not.
And Georgia
maybe
Tech
not.
All at the same time.
Maybe, maybe not.
He sounds like a Chicago Bear to me.
Yes.
Is that right?
Is that your final answer?
I mean, it's right, but it's not all right.
And Georgia Tech.
That is incorrect.
Did he play for the Steelers?
He played for the Steelers and Georgia Tech, not the Chicago Bears. And
that's ridiculous.
That is not ridiculous.
I had it third of the way correct.
You actually did decent. See, he is getting better. Good job.
He is getting better.
He's getting better. Absolutely getting better. I did throw in some, Jahmyr Gibbs, and he played for two different teams, but yeah, you're getting better.
Yay!
Man.
That's good. That is good.
Jonathan Dwyer's last year was 2014.
Yeah.
Jeez.
He was pretty good in college.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
He played with Calvin Johnson, right?
Yeah, I think he's same age as me. I think he's same age as us. Pretty sure. Who's he talking to? Who are you talking to?
I'm on the air right now, but everyone can hear me.
Oh, you want to know what's behind the scenes?
Yes.
So Greg McAtee's the traffic guy, and apparently the automatic traffic uploader isn't working, and so he has me recording his traffic reports so they can play, but he's recording them over the phone, so I kind of got to coordinate that while I'm doing, the six other things I got to do. So,
gotcha.
Yeah.
Nice. All right. Fan Twitter. Brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Coming up next, we're going to take a trip around the NFL with Pat Bostic and Nicholas Harry-Cow.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's 919. Make the smart call to Bue Insurance, 724-443-5610. We have Mr. Hillgrove on the line, Callis. Billy, good morning again, and sorry for us messing up earlier. It is your birthday. Happy birthday.
Well, thank you very much. Birthdays, when you're my age, aren't that important. Matter of fact, they're a nuisance that you have to tolerate.
Well, we wanted to wish you a happy birthday. I know you don't buy green bananas, but hopefully you have a nice treat today, and we'll look forward to spending your birthday weekend with you in Atlanta, partner.
Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate it, and I'll have a quiet dinner with my family tonight, and that'll be the extent of my celebrating, because I got to get ready to go take on the Ramblin' Wreck.
Yes, sir. Billy, have a great day and happy birthday. We will see you tomorrow, man.
I appreciate the kind thoughts. Thank you.
Yes, sir. There he goes. Bill Hillgrove. It's his birthday. How did we mess that up, Pat?
Dude, I don't know. But do you know how lucky we are to work with him?
Absolutely.
It's freaking awesome.
It is awesome. Every single weekend we pinch ourselves.
Yeah, I mean, 85 years young.
Wow.
Mr. Hillgrove is. Wow. And he's still got the golden pipes, works it, prepares. Happy birthday, partner.
Yes, sir. Happy birthday, Billy. All right, let's take a trip around the NFL, Callis. Let's get the music going. Now you're going to take some time. There we go. Nice.
Love that music.
Give me some credit.
All right, sorry.
Give me some credit.
Bills-Texans tonight, Thursday Night Football, Pat.
Ooh.
Bills-Texans. Texans have been playing decent football lately. C.J. Stroud is out with a concussion. It's been Davis Mills at the quarterback spot. Pat, to me, the Bills are all Josh Allen or nothing. I mean, last game, what, he had 6 touchdowns, 3 throwing, 3 running. If he isn't performing, they lose. If he performs, they will win. That's really what it comes down to. I'm not sold fully on the Bills this year, but how can you not be sold on Josh Allen? And if he is on, he is on, and he's going to beat you.
Yeah, I think the Bills win this one, though. I mean, no C.J. Stroud. It is in Houston. Josh Allen, when he just finds a way, man. I mean, the Miami game was odd, mm-hmm. to say the least, but more often than not, he's as advertised.
Do you think if they don't, let's say, if they don't make an AFC championship game appearance, do you think that's it for McDermott as the head coach?
Potentially.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they keep hitting their head on the ceiling. He's a defensive guy, and they couldn't stop Miami a couple weeks ago, so and they haven't put a lot around Josh Allen, frankly.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he really is a one-man band in so many ways. So, yeah, that would be – to not get to a championship game, you know, and how many years has Allen been in the league? 4?
Way longer than that.
7?
Yeah, something like that.
I mean, that's failure.
Yep. I think it's boom or bust for the Buffalo Bills this year. And like you said, nothing – Nothing tells me that they're going to make that push this year, to be honest. All right, George Pickens, did you see what he did the other night?
I certainly did.
9 catches, 144 yards and a touchdown. Will the Steelers regret trading George Pickens?
No. No. Dallas is going nowhere fast, and he's there with them. You know, they're throwing the ball like crazy. They always do. I've always said this. There's a lot to like about George Pickens, but he also was suspended for the first – didn't start the game.
Right.
I wonder why that was. I think we can all kind of figure that one out. Those problems seem to be persisting. He's an elite talent. I'm just not sure he's an elite player every single week.
Are you shocked? Are you shocked at by his performances, though, this year?
No. I mean,
even whenever CeeDee Lamb was out.
No, I mean, he's got a, you know, top 10 quarterback in the NFL. He's paid as a top five, top three quarterback in the NFL. You've got an offensive head coach. You know, they've had one at, in Dallas now for a very long time, whether it was McCarthy, whether it was Garrett. Now it's Brian Schottenheimer. You know, he's got a great player opposite him that was not available for a period of time. They got a good tight end. They got other good players. They throw the ball consistently and always have with Dak. So, no, I'm not surprised at all. But I still, you know, I don't know if the juice is worth the squeeze when it comes to what you have to deal with off the field. And that wasn't working in Pittsburgh. And if it works in Dallas, then I'll gladly be proven wrong. And, you know, his highlight tape's as good as anybody you'll ever see that's ever played that position.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously. But it's every other play that isn't championship level, and I'll believe that when I see it.
Is it safe to say that Myles Garrett is better than T.J. Watt? Myles Garrett had 4 sacks against the Ravens last week.
He's had multiple games with 3-plus sacks this year. Didn't he have 6 sacks in one game?
Something like
I mean, he is at their best. They were comparable. He's more versatile than T.J. Watt and is a better pass rusher than T.J. Watt in virtually every way. Power, speed, hands. He could play inside. Yeah. I mean, he's certainly playing much better than him right now. But at the peak, it was very close. He's sustained it now. I mean, this is the best he's ever played.
Oh, my gosh.
On a bad football team.
On a bad football team and just getting paid. And I said this a couple days ago, there's a lot of guys who get paid and then they disappear. He hasn't on a bad football team, so I do give him some credit.
I mean, yeah, he's just – I don't know if he's just angry.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's like the only dude making plays on that defense, too. Like, he's a one-man wrecking crew. It's – in that way, it's almost unseen or unheard of.
Uh-huh.
I mean, multiple games with 4, 5, 6. I mean, are you kidding me? At some point, like, you think maybe, like, triple team him.
He's something. He really is. Shedeur Sanders is starting this Sunday for the Cleveland Browns. You think he's gotten a raw deal?
No. No, I don't. I think that he's got an opportunity, which a lot of players don't get, against a bad Las Vegas team to go out there and prove people wrong. You know, he didn't interview well in the lead up to the draft. By all accounts, his workouts weren't great. You know, the hype didn't match the performance and then obviously the skill set when teams evaluated him in person. I'm not saying there wasn't a generalized like fear of taking him because of the baggage. I'm sure there was, man. Like, I'm sure there was the baggage, the prime effect.
Mm-hmm.
The pressure that goes with that. But when you just watch him play and evaluate his performance, he's a really good player, really good college quarterback. Did some great things at Colorado and before that. But as a pro, you know, we saw what happened last week. The Browns are a bad football team. They're playing another bad football team this week in the Raiders, and he has his chance to quiet a lot of people, at least for a little bit. So, no, not a raw deal. In fact, many rookies don't get this opportunity. Will Howard will probably never play a snap this
right.
year. Did he get a raw deal?
I'm with you. I think any opportunity is a good opportunity, especially in the NFL, and Shador's going to get that opportunity on Sunday. Pat, now I know that the Eagles beat the Lions. What was that, Monday Night Football, I believe, or Sunday Night Football. But why does it take the Eagles so long every year to get going on offense? It seems like under, you know, with Jalen Hurts and with Saquon Barkley, it takes them a while to get going, and I've yet to see them be the explosive offense we usually see towards the end of the season.
Yeah, I mean, other teams have had this happen, whether it's New England or otherwise, where you know their offensive coordinators become head coaches. That's happened to Philly, I think, more than once. This iteration, you know, and when you're on top of the league and you're as dynamic as they are, everybody spends their whole offseason trying to figure you out.
Mm-hmm.
Not only in division, but whoever you're going to play. Like, you are occupying more than the standard offseason prep because you are the Super Bowl champion or a Super Bowl contender. I think it's a combination of, you know, the coordinator has not figured out the balance of ball distribution. I think teams have figured out Hurts a little bit at times. It's been Philly's ability to adjust and the fact that their defense keeps them in games the way they do that allows them to win while not playing well on offense. That being said, it's rinse and repeat. A.J. Brown's not happy. Saquon, now the only difference this year is Saquon's not ripping off 75-yard touchdown
right.
runs every three plays. So this is as what's the word I want to use? This is as cool an offense as they've had. It is not on fire the way it was. They're not as explosive, and that should be concerning to Philly fans.
They're still winning. Yeah, they're still winning. They're still going to find a way to win, and they'll be in it, you know, whenever the time comes in the playoffs. But it seems like that they take so long every single year to get going and to figure things out, but then they usually do it. So, I mean, I wouldn't lose faith if I was an Eagles fan.
That reminds me of somebody else.
Yeah.
Seriously. Kansas City Chiefs.
That's exactly where I was about to go.
I know you. Dare I say the Chiefs dynasty is over. Is that what you're going to say?
I wasn't going to say that. I was like, dare I say the Chiefs missed the playoffs. They take on the Indianapolis Colts this weekend.
I know.
They're 5-5.
They could miss the playoffs.
That's crazy.
Baltimore could miss the playoffs. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that could happen. Man, these teams that are getting older, right? Like, that's where Kansas City is right now. It's not Mahomes, but it's Kelsey. It's Juju Smith-Schuster. It's who's their tailback? Pacheco, they've kind of figured that out. They don't have a consistently – Kareem Hunt's how old now? I mean, they're aging. They're aging on defense. But I don't know, man. I still – like I said about Josh Allen, I still think – if they're at a 13-10 game and they have the ball late, 15 is going to find a way to Andy Reid is going to find a way to score. And I also think this too, like coaches, whether it's Sirianni or Reid, you know, he's got Matt Nagy calling plays. Perhaps I'm being naive here. I've never been in that situation there. But I think as things progress, Andy takes more and more control.
Mm-hmm.
Of play calling and of situations. Because ultimately, like...
Kind of like Campbell did.
Yeah, you let the pupil learn on the job.
Yeah.
That's the only way. And Matt Nagy's an accomplice, a head coach, right? Bieniemy before that. But ultimately, there's only one mastermind. And I think that's Andy Reid, and that ultimately will prevail. Now, how good will they be? I don't know. They've been suppressed, and they've been figured out in a lot of ways.
Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Coming up next, Jeff Hathorn. He joins a fan.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Morning show. Dickerson, Bostic, Kyle's here with you on the Fan Morning Show. And joining us right now on the Fan Hotline is our sports director, Jeff Hathorn. Jeff is brought to you by the Christmas gift store at Lynch Golf Sales at Pine Creek. Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Well, we're doing pretty good. Pretty good. It's Thursday. Getting prepared to head down to Atlanta tomorrow to watch the Pitt Panthers take on Georgia Tech. Doing pretty good, though.
Yeah, I am in Daytona Beach getting ready for the Pitt Panthers to take on Central Florida.
How's the weather?
You don't want to know.
Yeah, I asked you the question, Jeffrey. How's the weather?
Okay, it's about 73 and no clouds.
That's terrific. Are you currently sunbathing?
No, I'm actually outside of the team bus.
Heading to shoot around.
We're about to head over to shoot around here in a couple of minutes.
Let's talk about this game tonight. It's a big one for Pitt. UCF's the team, but based on my quick reading, can shoot the three-point ball. How do you score this matchup?
Yeah, I mean, Pitt's got to be able to get out defensively in this game. And, you know, and they need to have performances like they had from Barry Dunning. They need some points off the bench. They need some of that spark that he brought in that game against Bucknell. And, listen, I know it's Bucknell, and people might look at it. They're a good basketball team, and they had some size, and Pitt matched up well. Can Cam Corhan get going inside? Because that's where I think they can get UCF. Slow it down a little bit, get out on the perimeter on defense, and find some scoring inside.
Jeff, we assume that Aaron Rodgers is going to play Sunday against the Chicago Bears, but how do you think it's going to look? Obviously, he's going to have a brace on his hand. Do you think that Arthur Smith is going to alter the game plan a little bit, knowing that Aaron Rodgers has an ailment to his left hand?
Yeah, I wouldn't think there'd be a lot of under-center snaps. Although, you know, in today's game, how many of those do you really have? So that's the one thing that even Aaron mentioned yesterday that could be an issue for him would be taking those snaps under center. But if he's taking it in the pistol or in the gun, he should be fine. They're working on an apparatus. I mean, he seemed fairly confident that he would be able to do it. I don't know how, guys, you try to simulate a fall. Like, that's the thing for him. He said it's about finding a brace with protection. So they're going to have to, you know, go through ways to kind of simulate that he'll be able to brace himself in those scenarios. But, I mean, you could tell he was having a little fun with Chicago. But, I mean, if this is his last year, he wants another shot in there. And we'll see ultimately if he's able to get out there today or if it's just tomorrow, how much he's able to do and just how that wrist feels. But, obviously, he will have no issues with the right hand. I don't think handing off is going to be an issue, obviously, especially to the left.
Jeff, that being said, I mean, we know practice today, practice tomorrow. You know, what would you put the percentage at in your mind that Aaron Rodgers starts at quarterback on Sunday?
without seeing him out there, it's tough, but I would say 60 just based on what he was saying.
Okay.
And given the fact that, again, that right hand is fine, and he said he felt a lot better, and he you know, and there's something Tomlin said that stuck with me too, is that, you know, pain tolerance isn't an issue, and it isn't for most football players, but in this scenario, there's going to be some pain. And I think Rodgers is at that point where, you know, he wants to get in these games. And I think that's why I'm a little bit more than 50-50 on this, but ultimately it's going to be, hey, I'm sure he'll go, you know, over with Zach Frazier and try to take a couple snaps under center just to simulate that just in case. But we'll find out more. And I thought, you know, he was fairly forthright with, from the standpoint of, I've got to get out there for a practice and see how it goes.
Jeff, do you think the Pitt Panthers bounce back on Saturday against Georgia Tech?
Man, Haynes King is a lot. But I do. I do. I think this team, I think that can be a one-off. I know people think of a hangover for Notre Dame, but I really believe it can be a one-off based on what is still in front of them. And I still believe in the rush defense. And that's what Georgia Tech does so well. I mean, Georgia Tech was pushed by Boston College. I don't know that they've played the toughest schedule either. So, yeah, I do like Pitt's chances of getting a rebound down in Atlanta. And, man, that would set up a fun game with Miami next Saturday, wouldn't it?
Yeah, a fun week, obviously, with Thanksgiving and Pitt basketball taking on the Buckeyes of Ohio State. 7 o'clock on Friday. Jeff, you cover and call games for Pitt Women's Volleyball as well. And a couple questions on that front. Obviously, got some business to take care of this week, Friday, Sunday. Sunday being kind of the farewell to the Fitzgerald Fieldhouse for Pitt Volleyball. Obviously, they'll be in their new arena next year. And take on Louisville Wednesday, another tilt between the Panthers and Cardinals for an ACC championship. Is Olivia Babcock the best athlete in Pittsburgh right now, not named Sidney Crosby?
She might be. She very well. I mean, Skeens is probably in that conversation. But it's funny. I had a longtime Pitt guy come up to me the other day and said, hey, who's your Mount Rushmore? And I paused. And the first one I said was Dorsett. And then I said, you know, Olivia. And he's like, yes. She is one of the four best athletes in Pitt history. And this was like a 65-year-old guy who was so into that. And recognizing her as one of the greatest athletes in Pitt history, I think she's getting to that type of status. I mean, what she does on a volleyball court is elite no matter where she would play. But she has – what she is doing is just – it's incredible. And if you haven't seen it – volleyball is awesome. I mean, it's quick paced, and to watch an athlete like her, I mean, they don't come around very often at any school.
Jeff, how do you think it's going to go for James Franklin down at Georgia Tech?
I mean, they've made
Virginia Tech. Virginia Tech. Sorry, I got Georgia Tech on my mind.
You got Tech's messed up.
Yep. Virginia Tech.
No, I mean Virginia Tech. Just, I think they've committed $250 million to the athletic department. Recruiting's never been an issue for James. He got recruits at Vanderbilt. I don't know what level he can take the program, but it'll be better. I mean, wherever he's gone, his teams have won. So I think he'll have success. At what level? We'll see. But you know he's going to be motivated by after what happened at Penn State. And I think next year isn't the last game on the schedule, Pitt, Virginia Tech, and Blacksburg.
Oh, boy.
It's
going to be fun.
It's going to be interesting. Jeff, thanks for joining the show. Enjoy the weather down in Florida and bring us back a win, a Pitt basketball win.
Same for you guys.
Use sunscreen.
See ya.
See ya, Jeff.
I will.
Bye, Carl.
See you guys.
It's going to be nice down in Atlanta, though.
75?
Yeah.
It's going to be about 70 degrees at kickoff.
Yeah, it'll be good.
Be perfect. You and Larry would be nice and comfortable.
Yes.
You'll be comfortable down there as you size up the opponent.
Yeah, as I size up the opponent, I'll be nice and warm. I hate being cold, but I'll take being cold next weekend.
High like 35 for Pitt, Miami. Maybe. That's perfect. I wonder how Carson Beck's going to feel in that cold weather.
He's going to hate it.
Up here in Pittsburgh.
He's going to hate it.
But
he's going to hate it.
Hey, it's playoff football for the Pitt Panthers right now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about it. These are one-game seasons, championship implications each week. That's where you want to be. you know, notwithstanding the result last Saturday, obviously you got kicked in the mouth a little bit. This is big time stuff.
Yes.
Who'd have thunk it 6 weeks ago, man?
Yep.
They're in the thick of it. So big game Saturday, big game next Saturday.
Would you feel pressure right now if you were a Pitt Panther?
I think I'd feel free, man.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, you're playing spoiler this weekend. You know, you're going to be a home underdog to Miami. I don't care what they do this week. This is where you want to be, man, and go cut it loose, play well. And, you know, I always felt like when you have a performance like you had against Notre Dame, and you come down to earth a little bit about five straight wins, you're able to – you're grounded, right? You're humble, but you also know what you're capable of, and you're eager to get back out there and play again and play on national TV and try to write the storyline. So I think there's a freedom with that. I think there's an excitement with that. I think there's an anger and motivation that this team will have heading down in this game. And, you know, all the talk's going to be about Haynes King and Georgia Tech and Bobby Dodd Stadium and all those things. And it's going to be a rocking crowd. And, you know, when you're on the road, you're insulated. You got no one else. It's you and your brothers and a chance to go out there, fight, and get on that plane back to Pittsburgh with a chance to compete for a championship, you know, lying in the balance.
Can't wait. It's going to be exciting. We'll wrap up the show next. 50-Minute Mark on a Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. All right, Pat, are the Steelers going to win on Sunday against the Chicago Bears?
Yes, sir.
What's the score?
Ooh. 24-23.
Oh, 1 point. Okay. All right. Are the Pitt Panthers going to win against Georgia Tech?
Yes.
What's the score?
41-31.
Is Pitt basketball going to win tonight?
Of course.
Clean sweep. Nice.
I'm not going to predict a score of the basketball game.
Yeah, that's tough. Hey, we saw TK. He's coming in next. He was like, hey, boys, you guys are, listen, like, you guys are going to Atlanta. I went there like a few years ago, and whenever we were playing the Thrashers and Colby Armstrong was on the team, like, we had a good time, boys. He's coming up next.
Such a good impression. Is Starkey coming in?
I think so. Oh, I think he's here. Palm's here.
I just can't get over the fact that Darnell Washington's 311 pounds.
Massive. Massive. 6'7", 311 pounds.
That's a big human being.
Agile.
Hostile. Agile, mobile, hostile.
Ready to roll. They need to get him the ball more, but they need to figure some other things out as well. And maybe they will on Sunday. Kalis, good job. I'll see you tomorrow. Cool. Pat, thank you.
You got it, brother.
I'll see you tomorrow, too.
See you tomorrow.
On the airplane. All right. Pomp, TK, Starkey, up next. First Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, high of 45, but low of 33 with overcast tomorrow. High of 51, low of 40, 70% chance of rain.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.